girlfriend.
Listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Liza, and I'm here with my co-host Kristen. And recently we've been asked to explain our opening tagline a bit more, so it got us thinking about explaining it on air and why we are doing this show. We want to uplift the role of family caregivers because 1 in 5 Wisconsinites are family caregivers. That's approximately 1.2 million people. 60% of people with intellectual developmental disabilities live with family caregivers. 25% live with caregivers who are older than 60. We're going to be talking tonight with two great employees from Love Inc., which stands for Living Our Visions Inclusively. Their mission is to unite people with developmental disabilities to engage and build their best lives. Founded in 2008, Love Inc. describes themselves as a family-led community in which we all mobilize our strengths and gifts to enrich the lives of people with disabilities and strengthen the civic life of the community as a whole.
Isn't that just the coolest mission statement?
It is.
Totally. And I've had the pleasure of working with Love with my daughter, Nicole, which many people in our audience know about. Their work has helped me indirectly as a family caregiver because they are offering so much effective programming to empower Nicole, which means her dependence on me is decreasing. We were a little scattered coming in tonight because I can get with these folks and start talking about what they're doing and their mission. And it's like we just start talking about all the great ways that we can include people with disabilities in the community and support one another. And so it's just awesome. Hearing about their practical and compassionate work on enriching the lives of people who need assistance is going to be inspiring for all of us caregivers. We need hope that it is possible to share the care. This is an organization that has given me so many families I know about that are in the organization and so many that are going to be on their way coming because their kids aren't quite young adults yet. And so it's just so cool. Love Inc.'s executive director, for those of you that are kind of our binge listeners. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a couple texts from people saying, I'm binging again. But Love Inc.'s executive director, Stephanie Prim, was our first guest on the show over a year ago.
Brave soul.
Yeah, she was. She is. Mm-hmm. for so many reasons and on so many levels.
She is.
And at that visit, she gave us the overview of Love Inc. But tonight we have Virginia Harrison and Alejandra. Did I do it? All right, Alejandra Espejo, I didn't ask you about the last name, Espejo, to discuss the specific programs that Love has developed. So welcome to you both, and let's dig into the work you are all doing over at Love. Virginia, you're here to share about some of the core programs of Love because you've been with them for how long?
It's just coming up on 6 years.
6 years, yep. All right. So Virginia, welcome.
Thank you.
Yep, what brought you to Love?
I was working at the West High School Community Transition Program, which is the 18 to 21-year-olds, helping them get out into community and using the city bus and the public library and grocery shopping and volunteer and paid positions. And I did that for 5 years and absolutely loved it. But I needed full-time work, and that was not full-time work. And a friend of mine actually posted the job opening, and I said, oh my gosh, this looks absolutely amazing. And actually, her daughter is somebody that's been, I've been in her life since she was just a toddler, and she's in her late 20s now. I had heard about Love through them. So I already knew it was a good organization in general, but here was like my dream job. And so I haven't looked back.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're there.
Yes, me as well. And Alejandra, I'm sorry, I probably mispronounced your name. And I know that I'm kind of hiding from you here in the studio. It's set up a little not great to have four speakers. So I apologize. But you are here to share some of the new programs that are centered around supporting Spanish speaking families. But before we get into the specifics, what brought you to Love?
I hear about Love Inc. In the Spanish radio. Mm. I
I heard what they do and how. And at that time was the pandemic, and the Hispanic or the Latino community need some more support because they have more insulated. And then it's how I hear about Love Inc. And years ago, I was a caregiver. I mean, for me, it's easy because I have in contact already with the families with disability. I mean, with one member with disability. Was very good when I meet the team, but it's a lot of surprising when, I mean, they show how they are from everybody, but inside of the door, they are amazing too.
Yeah. I've had a little peek into some of the inside from some of the people that have worked there. And so I know what you're saying, that these are just beautiful people with big hearts, and they aren't just, you know, professing a mission. They are literally like walking the talk, right?
Yeah. Sometimes we saw the people that they change a little bit. I mean, they are professional and they give the heart all the time, but inside, I mean, in the office, it's more. I mean, for me, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't be tired to say again and again, because they are a fabulous team.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm so glad. And you told us right before we came on air that you've been there for just a little over 2 years, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So awesome. Well, I am excited to hear about some of the specifics, right? So I can, you know, talk all night about how Love is wonderful. And Stephanie pointed out, and I want to make sure our listeners who might not have heard that over a year ago, this is an organization that got started by families who have people with disabilities. Stephanie herself has a brother. And so I really feel like it's been a beautiful combination of perspectives from folks that have disabilities and then people who have supported folks with disabilities, whether it's as a family caregiver like myself and Liza, or whether it's professionally, whether it's been in the school districts or as a caregiver yourself. So it's just really cool to get all those different perspectives working for the big picture. But tonight we're going to talk about some of the nitty gritty, right? And so Virginia, you're here to share about both the Bridge Builder Project, which is an ongoing program for adults with intellectual disabilities to work on personal goals and connecting them to the community, which Nicole's a part of, so I'm excited to hear about this, as well as two recurring workshop series, both the Moving On one and Fearless Future. So let's get you to share first about what the Bridge Builder Project is and how it impacts family caregivers.
Okay. So I like to describe the Bridge Builder Project as having sort of three different components to it. But first I want to say that it's different from respite. It's different from job support. It's not a home support agency. So it's none of those sort of like basic things that a lot of families want to make sure are in place for their young adult or emerging adult as they are emerging out of the school sort of world and getting sort of their basics taken care of. The Bridge Builder Project helps adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities find that next level thing in their life, just like we all want, which is community connections, social opportunities, and ways to establish and work towards personal goals. So the three ways that we support our members to do that, and we call the people who participate in the Bridge Builder Project members. So when I say members, I mean that adult with a disability. So the first thing is they have one-on-one check-ins with their Bridge Builder staff person every week. The second thing is that we have small groups built around certain interests and activities that people can opt into that our participants are all in the Bridge Builder Project. And the third sort of leg of that is community connections, which is sort of our hallmark or our like really what differentiates us from a lot of other services, where we are helping people become of the community, not just in the community. Like a respite person or a home support staff person can take somebody into the community and they can be there and then they go back home again and they don't actually become part of the community. We're trying to improve the Madison community in general, the integrated, inclusive community, by having people become part of those community spaces, whether it's a group or a class or a club or a religious community, whatever it is.
Well, and in the case of Nicole, it's going to the union and listening to a band.
Right.
Right? I mean, that was what her Bridge Builder did with her and another member. Mm-hmm. And it was fabulous because we know that she loves music. She's so tired of mom and dad. And she needed an opportunity to have somebody else who respects her, cares for her, supports her, help bridge build that bridge to an outside public activity like being at the union to listen to a band.
Right. And if I could, Kristen, the next level for what the ideal sort of, like, if you're a Harry Potter fan, the golden snitch of Bridge Builder,
right,
would be if there was somebody that was going to those bands each week or whatever, however often they were going, and they recognize Nicole and they're like, oh, hey, Nicole, it's nice to see you. And that person looks forward to Nicole being there, and they form a friendship. And then that's what we call a natural support
out of
the community.
Yep.
And that is literally, that is the definition of Bridge Builder, is that that she's not just like going and hanging out and doing the band and going home again, but like she's actually part of the community of people that go see those bands.
Well, and the thing that's cool that you and her Bridge Builder don't know is that that is starting to happen, right? It takes time. It's like, you know, we go places and both people with disabilities and neurotypical people know Nicole. And I'm like, who are you? How do you know my daughter? And it's because she's out in the community, and she's out in the community with her Bridge Builder, and there are people meeting her, seeing her, embracing her, supporting her. And so we're not quite at the point where, you know, they're taking her phone number and reaching out and supporting her without her Bridge Builder, but we'll get there.
Yes.
You know,
and because it's a long view thing. It's
We're playing the long game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can respect that. I remember sending my son off to college, and that was one big thing that said that the school had said, these friendships will come, these opportunities will come, but they're not going to be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's great that you know that, you prepare that, and you just stay on course. And can you tell us a little bit about the reoccurring workshops for families and their loved ones?
Right. So the Bridge Builder Project, like I said, people join for a year at a time and re-up and continue for years and years and years. We have workshops that are for the whole family. One of them is the Moving On workshop, and that is for both the loved one with a disability and the family to participate in. It's 5 sessions, and what they do is they learn all of the different things that they need to think about and plan for the loved one to move out of the family home and into an apartment, a supported living environment, their own home even, depending on what their needs are, whether they need a home support agency or whether they just need some respite to stop it.
Right. And so that's another program that Nicole's participated in. But when we return, we're going to talk with Alejandra about how she supports the Spanish-speaking families that include an individual with a disability.
You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and we've been talking with the staff from Living Our Visions, otherwise known as Love Inc. Is that correct? I want to, because I know that you were at one time Love Dane, right? And you've now expanded, which is awesome. So I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Love Inc. And we've been talking about how they've been culturally responsive to the needs of many communities in Madison and around the state. And Alejandra, can you give us some background on the Super Familias program?
Sure. Super Familias was created about a little more than 2 years ago because we have a lot of necessity behind the pandemic. We recognize that we don't have many offer information for our community and our language. The most of the family, they speak just a little English, like me. And the most of the resources are just in English.
Mm-hmm.
And the most of the family, they don't have idea what that mean, CLTS program. Mm.
Exactly. Huge, huge programs that are important for them and their people.
Correct. Yeah. And it's how we start with the program. And at one point, Stephanie say, oh, where did you get this all families? I mean, the families are there already.
Mm-hmm.
But just they don't know about the programs, and it's how we started.
And so what I would hope for our listeners is a couple different things. One, if you are somebody who is a Spanish-speaking family, right, how do they find this program?
Well, the truth is we don't use any advocates. I mean, we don't put nothing in radio, not just for the mouth.
Okay.
If the family have a good experience, they refer to us.
Okay.
I mean, with the friends. And right now we have over the 80 families.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
And so that was my second point is because we probably were not a Spanish speaking show, right? So we might not necessarily have folks where that's their primary language, but we might have people who have neighbors, right? Or people in their churches or their schools where they're like, gosh, I can see that this family is kept out of some of the resources. Because that's what I experienced in Middleton, mm-hmm. is as a parent of Nicole with all of these resources that I know about. And there are many times we talked about and we would grab our heads and say, how do people who don't have English as their first language even begin to know about half of this stuff? Because we barely understand it. So you say it's word of mouth, but let's be really practical about if I had a neighbor, right? Or if I am listening and I know that, yes, there is a family or I am a family that has a child with a disability or an adult emerging child with a disability, how do I find you?
Well, we have the information and the website.
Okay. Let's put the website out
there. Here is the website. Yeah, correct. They can find our information in Spanish.
Okay.
And a lot of resources in Spanish, too.
Perfect. And mm-hmm. what is the website?
It's at www.loveinc.com.
Yep. Exactly.
Org.
Right. And I think it's key to keep saying it's Love Inc., right? Because it used to be Love Day, and so some folks might know it that way, but it's Love Inc. because they broadened outside of Dane County, so you guys branded yourselves as Love Inc. inclusively, living our visions inclusively.
So when we're saying Love Inc., it's L-O-V.
Correct.
Correct.
L-O-V mm-hmm. Inc. dot.
L-O-V-I-N-C.
.org. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And so folks, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you know folks that need some support in all of these different resources and programs that are out there in Spanish, the website is going to provide it in Spanish. And then we're going to get folks to you, Alejandra, right? And so you're going to be able to help them navigate the crazy world.
Correct. And also recently we start to working with FUNE, with Multicultural Center, Catholic mm-hmm. Center. And when they have a new family, we call new family, they call me and I'm ready to provide the all information that I could share with them.
Okay, and is that the same thing as the Catholic Multicultural Center?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So you're connected to the Catholic Multicultural Center and mm-hmm. then Dulce Respite?
Yeah, Dulce Respite Center, we start with her this year. Because we saw the necessity to support our families, because we have a meeting every month, once a month with the families, where we try to connect with the families. And we have volunteers, but most of the volunteers are just English speaker. And right now with her, we have a specific try to give to the kids in our language and activities specific for each child.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't want to make an assumption here, but if you are Spanish speaking bilingual, there could possibly be opportunities for you, that person, to volunteer or become part of Link.
Sure.
Love Inc.
Sure.
Okay.
Wonderful. And for any of our folks where you're not bilingual, but your primary language is English, but you're studying Spanish. So I'm thinking we're in a college town, right? And so those folks could also help volunteer to help build some of these bridges with these families.
Yeah, we have some volunteers from the school for Eastside. Mm-hmm. And then we have the last December one posada. Mm-hmm. That means it's a party for the families. And we have a lot of volunteers from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so it sounds great that people can reach out to you, and then you're also within some of these organizations here in Madison and Dane County that are Spanish speaking. Are you outside of Dane County as well, or right now are we just primarily focused here in Madison?
Just Dane County right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Which makes sense.
And is everything now in person, or if you are outside of Dane County, can you participate in a virtual way?
We have some trainings and by Zoom. Like I say, we collaborate with other organizations and they send to me what kind of trainings and I share with them. Nice. And I try to explain what it's about in our language. And when they are in the webinar, they have the translator there.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking with these about these great programs that Love Inc. is providing. And when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the Bridge Builder Project and the Super Familias Project and Collectivo.
Exactly. Thank you for helping us with our yeah. little bit. Like I said,
I struggle
yo
with
hablo
English,
español
right?
un poquito. We'll be right back, everybody.
Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
And I'm here with my co-host Liza and our guests from Living Our Visions Inclusively. We're having so much fun in studio that we're having conversations during the break that we want to be able to share with our listeners. One of them is the fact that Alejandra is really becoming a social worker for many of these families that have people with disabilities. Love Inc., so we want to make sure that our listeners are understanding the distinction. Love Inc. is really for young adults and emerging young adults with disabilities. That is kind of their specialty and the niche that they're filling. But
I just want to clarify, that's your starting point, right? Because you have young adults now that have
middle age or older decade. Than me. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Liza.
But the starting point typically is
young adults. But it's an organization where the members are adults with disabilities, right? But what we were finding out over break is that because Alejandra is oftentimes the first point of contact for Spanish speaking families that have people with disabilities, you're oftentimes working with families that have children. And so you're helping them kind of navigate a whole lot of social services. And it's a lot to fall on your shoulders. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service to our community. We need more of you. We need it not to be just on you. And so I hope that we are able to get more Spanish-speaking folks into the social service positions, into the different social service agencies. But I also really want to recommend to families that are listening that if you've got children and you're not quite sure, and you mentioned that sometimes there's families that have 2-3 kids with disabilities, that it is also okay to reach out to Love. Loveinc.org. And there's no E. So LOVINC.org.
Correct. We tried to introduce CLTS program. Mm-hmm. But then the road, we found that the necessity of the families is not just one attention for one member. Sometimes they have one or more kids with special needs. But it's sometimes the mom or the father or both, they don't have a job. They don't have a chance to bring that kid with a program if they don't have a job or they don't have a food on the table.
Right.
Right. And we try to give an integral support. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they don't speak Spanish, we try to help with the traduction. But basically, we also offer English class in different community centers mm-hmm. that are free.
Wonderful.
And also, if they need to take the bus, we give the information. I mean, if they need that also, if they need a traduction in the school or they don't feel good, because sometimes they are new in our country. Mm-hmm. We have from different countries, Colombia, Venezuela, Peru.
Right.
And then they don't have idea how they can, talk in the school. At least I make the first call and make the connection, and they try to looking for one person to help the family.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And so it really is important for our audience that is family caregivers to recognize and understand that you are serving the whole family.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. And so I really appreciate that. I'm going to pivot a little bit, though, because we have so much to talk about, but so little time. And I want to make sure that another group that often is marginalized is our Native folks. Right. And so I would love for you to talk about, I was just blown away when Stephanie and I last had a conversation not related to our show, and she mentioned the Tribal Family Navigator Program. And I thought, wow, Love is just on fire. They're doing so much culturally responsive stuff. So can one of you, either one of you, talk to us about the Tribal Family Navigator Program, please?
Yes. So we've had this going for a couple of years, where a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation is hired by Love Inc. to be a tribal family navigator. So like Alejandra, where she is of the Spanish-speaking community, we have someone who is an actual Ho-Chunk Nation member herself. So what we do is we support tribal families that include, of course, an individual with a disability. A lot of times it's children. Many times it's multiple children. And our family navigator works with these families to identify their individual needs through one-on-one consultations and connecting families with resources and services that may be available through county, state, or tribal programs. So, go ahead.
I just feel like you guys are cutting edge. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, is anybody else in Wisconsin doing this kind of really specific outreach for these communities that have kids with disabilities? We were talking also about how it's all intersectional, right? So disabilities are going across all different types of gender, sexual orientation, cultural, ethnicity, all of that stuff.
Right.
And I'm just so impressed by how you guys are just stepping in to say, whatever, we're going to try.
Right. Right.
Is anybody else doing that?
I honestly, I don't know. I'm not the person to ask.
Right.
But it does seem like it's definitely fulfilling a huge need.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I cut you off.
No,
tell us
okay.
A little bit more about what the Tribal Navigator is doing.
We actually have a partnership with Ho-Chunk Nation Department of Education.
Ooh.
And work with tribal families enrolled in one or more of the 11 federally recognized tribes.
Mm-hmm.
But we also host family retreats and gatherings where participants can share their expertise and their experience and advice. So sort of like with Alejandra's community work, where she's bringing families together. So she's helping them individually as families, but she's also giving them spaces to build community and share resources, which is how Love Inc. began with eight families, saying it's easier when we do this together instead of every single one of us reinventing the wheel.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And so one other thing I want to share is that experts and representatives from organizations sometimes are invited to these gatherings of the mm-hmm. Ho-Chunk families to sort of be resources for them and talk directly with them. But also we offer things for the entire family where parents get to share time and space together, whether it's to vent or to get ideas or hear speakers, while the children are being also taken care of and having fun activities and so forth. And there's also celebration time and so forth as well. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
You can so tell that this organization was created and ran by parents parents. Because I'm
right.
They've got to have forgotten something. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
They got that
they
covered.
Got it. Exactly. And then I'm kind of not to throw every other social service in school district under the bus, but wow, why aren't more places doing this kind of stuff? So you guys are just, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing and thank you for providing it in the community, but also for modeling. Right, to other agencies and other social service organizations and school districts, that a key piece of this is having people from that culture driving the boat and including the community on their terms and in their space and with their own cultural perspectives, which we don't always get right here in liberal Madison, right? And so it's nice to see that. And I'm just really appreciative.
And I'm curious what the response has been. Is this, are you laying the groundwork? Do you have families lining up around the street? Where are you at with this program?
Again, I don't have numbers, but I do know that. So we started these retreats for Ho-Chunk families back before the pandemic. Then there was a long break.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first successful one last fall, and it was very, very well attended. Unfortunately, I don't know numbers.
Oh, sure. That's okay.
But it is, yes, it is.
People are wanting it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and
that's.
Back, again and again. And
it's you're not talking to an empty room.
Right.
There's not leftover food.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And so that's awesome.
Yeah.
And earlier we had missed a program that I kind of wanted to circle back to, just so we can let listeners know all of the wonderful things that you do. It's Fearless
Futures. It's the one Love Inc. program I haven't done yet. So it's on my to-do list.
All
so
right.
We're going to let Virginia talk a little bit about what the Fearless Future workshop program is.
Yeah. So the Fearless Future workshop also grew out of a family situation. Back in fall of 2016, our then board president, Donna Winnick, wasn't feeling well. And I think like 6 weeks later, she was dying. And she was the primary person in the life of her son with a disability. She was literally in the hospital saying, "Oh my God, everything that I do for John is up here in my head."
Yep.
I don't have stuff written down. We're not talking about necessarily legal, financial, that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's the birthday traditions and where does he shop for, you know, his toothbrush or like
what are his favorite fidgets when this certain circumstance?
Who does he call when this happens?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Like, where do we keep whatever? What's his favorite food? Those kinds of things. So loving staff sat at her bedside and wrote down, like she just downloaded her brain onto them, and they just like got it all down for her and reassured her that we would be taking care of him. And he is actually still with the Bridge Builder Project. The other moms said, "There, but for the grace of God."
Right.
So we're not going to have this happen to us and our families. Let's create a workbook and a workshop to help people have a fearless future, knowing that our loved one is going to have a circle of support. And so it's basically a brain dump into this really thick workbook. And the workshops, there's five sessions, and it's mostly for the parents or siblings of the loved one with a disability. But there are also segments for that loved one to also think about, like, who do I go to for this? Who do I go to for that? And thinking also a little bit about not necessarily when mom or dad is, you know, passed away, but even like not able to be the primary caregiver anymore. Who's the next person in line? And they actually create a circle of support, and they invite those people to a conversation where they invite them to be that part of that circle of support, and like even have like a potluck or whatever, where they all come and share that community.
I'm getting goosebumps.
I know.
I know you want to talk, but I got to talk for a second because I know, but I'm getting goosebumps because I'm thinking Nicole's so visual. Mm-hmm. We could tell her all that, but having them all in the room and having her see and having her recognize that team Nicole and then just the circle of support of Nicole is so large that she doesn't have to be scared about when mom and dad aren't going to be here.
I'm having trouble because I'm just thinking, when can I sign up?
I know.
That's a valid question I am going to ask out loud because I'm sure I'm not the only one that has their pen and paper next to them.
Yes. So we offer both the Moving On workshop and the Fearless Future workshop about once every 12 months. That's about the demand that we have for it. And so in the in-between time, you can just let us know that you are interested, and we get a list going of people who want to be contacted when it's time for an information session. And with both Moving On and Fearless Future, what we do first is we say, okay, everybody that expressed interest, come to a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what this is, the nuts and bolts of it. And we're all going to plan together what night of the week we're going to do this. Are you all good with Wednesdays, or should we do Thursdays? Do you want it to be on Zoom? Do you want it to be in person? Should it be hybrid? And then together set that schedule and then go from there. So the other piece I want to say is that the workshops can be paid for through IRIS funds. They can be private pay, but IRIS or family care or CLTS or whatever.
You guys are an approved vendor. Exactly. Yeah. That is important to know.
Yeah. And I just wanted to go back to the potluck thing, which is just seems like such an awesome idea to get all stakeholders at the table. And is that facilitated by Love Inc., or do you give the people taking the course the tools that they can confidently go out and have this meeting?
We've in the before time, when these workshops were all in person, we never even thought about doing them remotely. It was one big potluck where, you know, this table was Kristen's family, this table was Liz's family, and their circle of support. And they like, so it was like a big loud table of, you know, like 40, 60, you know, people.
Sure.
But anyway, now a lot of these workshops have been done very successfully online. And one cool thing about that is, you know, Uncle So-and-so in another state can be there on the Zoom saying, yep, I've got your back.
Right. You know? That's great, because another great organization that's out there is WisconsinSibs. They support siblings, and they support adult siblings with kind of that same thing, but just narrowed into the siblings role. And I would love for my daughter to go, and she's out in LA. So having that as an option, wonderful.
Right. This has been such a fun conversation, and in a moment we'll come back and just kind of wrap it all up with some things that we want to know about you two personally.
Awesome.
The Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm Liza Hellenbrand, and I'm here with my co-host Kristen Voss, and we have been speaking with the great folks at Love Inc., Loving Our Vision Incorporated, and we're going to have
our visions inclusively.
Oh, inclusively.
Not loving. I mean, we do love our vision, but
right,
living our visions inclusively.
Living. Yeah, thank you. Living our visions inclusively, and then I just want to make sure with the time that we have left. There's a few things that are percolating in the back of my head. First one is, I know that you started out, like I mentioned, Love Dane, but you have expanded. So can you let listeners know around the state if they're able to contact you, if you can help them, and we'll go from
right.
there.
Yeah. So our Ho-Chunk Nation is, you know, is much broader than just Dane County, of course. And I think it's 11 counties. And then there's also the Bridge Builder Project, which was only in Dane County, but is now also in the Milwaukee area. We have a Bridge Builder staff person over there supporting 13 individuals and is starting a wait list. So if somebody's listening to this and they know somebody in the Milwaukee area, they can contact Zach at loveinc.org.
And for
Z-A-C-H.
Okay. And for those that may just be joining, can you just give a one sentence what the Bridge Builder Project is, or
yes.
program?
Yeah. Supporting individuals with disabilities to connect to community and work on personal goals.
Perfect.
And then Alejandra, we want you in your last couple moments here to make sure that we all understand, together with Catholic Multicultural Center, and how do I say it? Dulce. Yeah. I was saying dulce, like caramel dulce. Well, that
even,
I realized.
Even dulce, that means candy.
All right, yeah. There we go. Dulce Respite. Love Inc. has formed the Colectivo de Familias Latinas. Can you tell us more about that program?
Yeah, we have this Colectivo for 2 years, and we start last December, November. I mean, I was already working with Multicultural Catholic Center, with Lillian Post. We work together. Like I say, I try to work with other organizations. I mean, of course, we don't have any, I mean, the whole thing, we need to support for other organizations, and other organization offer English class. I refer to them. I send the families to them.
Okay.
I mean, and the same thing, if they have a food pantry, I send to a CMC.
Okay.
And then, but we have this Colectivo for 2 years, and Dulce Respite Center, she take care of the kids. And she start with a group with 10 teenagers.
Now, can I interrupt for a sec? Are these just kids or teenagers in general, or people, kids and teenagers with disabilities?
Well, right now she's working with the teenagers, because we saw that they don't have a lot of programs.
No.
Like Loving have adults or programs for kids.
Right.
But the transition age is when they have less.
Exactly.
And for Latino community, lesser.
Sure.
And then is why she start, she do 3 months already with 10 teenagers.
Okay.
And she will start soon in June. And she, I know that she have the other 10 teenagers that I sent to her. I mean, we try to work all together. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And those are teenagers with disabilities.
Of course,
yeah. Right. So these are all families and people and individuals that are touched with disabilities
with
of
disabilities,
some sort.
Okay. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. One of our favorite questions to ask is what we call powerful questions. And these are questions that help our listeners know that there's a story to who you two are, right? And there's a story to what brings you to the work that you do. And it just gives us all an opportunity to learn from one another and the journey we're on. And so what I would love to hear is, either what are you the most proud of in the work that you're doing, or what is a message that you want to make sure from the perspective that you have that family caregivers get? So a lot of times I say, if you could have the mic, here it is. What do you want all family caregivers to know? So Alejandra, it's either what do you want all family caregivers to know, or what are you the most proud of, or both?
You want to start?
Nope. Mike's in front of you, dear.
Well, I like to people know that everybody needs a special moment. Mm. And we are here to support them. I have a son with a special needs and a nephew too. And when I work with each family, I remember I see myself.
Mm. I love
That's beautiful.
I see myself because I try to be in their shoes. Mm-hmm. Say, what do they expect? What do they need? And sometimes you can give up paper with all the resources. Sometimes they know already, but sometimes they don't wanna listen directions. They just wanna talk about how they feel.
Yep.
And I try to be for them. Mm-hmm. It's not just complete the task that we're supposed to do. It's
right.
Everyone have a special moment, and we try to give it to them. I try to give it to them.
I can tell. I love it. I wish everybody could feel her energy right now. Mm-hmm. Right. Cause you do, you give clearly that special moment.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. How about you, my friend, Virginia?
Okay. She got me kind of choked up.
I know. It's fair. Me too. Goosebumps and everything.
Oh man. Yeah. And I'm going to say something that's more like a hard ass bridge builder kind of perspective.
That's okay. That works. We need that too.
Yeah. So my message for caregivers is to trust their young adult with a disability, to trust their adult with a disability. They are capable of so much. And that is one of the things that the Bridge Builder Project offers, is that stretch opportunity for independence, for self-direction, for self-determination, for achieving stuff that you would never have dreamed they would achieve. And
okay.
Yeah.
So who do you think's crying now? Who do you think has chills now?
Yeah.
Because I remember you gently and firmly have given me that message a couple times about my daughter, and it has been something that has kept me going. Right. And we haven't even had a chance to catch up on where she's at right now. But
I've been hearing.
Uh-huh. And so it's super exciting. And it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for you. And so thank you. I mean, truly, we do have to just let go a little. Right. And have faith and trust in them as individuals and people. And then these support organizations like yours and these wonderful people like her Bridge Builder and you and the supervisors that it's going to be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love that. Trust your young adults.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm working with right now, that I have an adult back home from college. And I find myself, you know, wanting to make decisions for him and tell him what he's going to do. And so I've really been making an effort to slow down and ask him, what do you want? What do you want? And
yes.
How can I support you?
Yes.
Thank you,
so
everyone.
Cool. And remember that we know caregiving can be overwhelming and exhausting. So that's why we want to end each show with a positive note. You got this. And together we are stronger. So stay connected to the Empowered Caregiver community. And thank you so much to our two guests from Living Our Visions Inclusively.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you.